Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Cash Flows. I'm your host today, Cash Matthews. We have a fun show today. This one's particularly a fun show because we're going to interview the Candyman here in a few minutes.
All right.
Yeah, and that's exciting. But anyway, we're glad you're here at our show. You know, this show is about taking action. Our motto is fire, aim, ready. And, you know, often in life, it is so difficult to build your business and to build your life and to live it the way you want to. And often you just need to copy off of somebody who's done that. Unfortunately, though, Kenneth, in the third grade, they frown on that.
They do.
I was copying off my neighbor, got in trouble. And they asked me, why are you copying off your neighbor? And he's smarter than me. Why else would I do it? And I think bad for you in the third grade, great for you in the 33rd grade, when you've got to have a little experience, you can copy off your neighbor. And so today we bring in entrepreneurs from around the community that are getting things done, that are doing things, that are doing it the right way. And we interview them. And they have a brain nugget at the end. You'll be giving us a business nugget at the very end. And then I'm going to be giving a business nugget here in a moment. But before we do any of that, it's fire, aim, ready time. And we are ready to meet the executive producer, Mr. Kenneth Bockham. Hey, Kenneth.
All right. I was wondering what the M sound was going to be for there, because I knew my name started with a K. But
right.
Mr. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Mr.
Yeah. So, of course, we love supporting our local entrepreneurs.
Amen.
And we do. Thanks so much for allowing me to talk for 4 hours here to help introduce the beginning of the show. But I know there's some different pieces of daily wisdom, things like that, that you like to share with people to help them understand how to do a better job with their business. We call those things
Biz Bites,
and we have so much fun with it.
Biz Bites.
I thought maybe you just might like to share a Biz Bite with us.
I'm going to roll with the music here for a minute.
The number one thing.
Number one thing.
New or old, they can do to help.
If you are a new or an old entrepreneur, I'm going to give you a piece of advice, and I promise you this works. What I'm about to share with you is free. There's no admission to Cash Flows.
Right.
You just got to go into a podcast thingy and pick up the podcast. So we're going to talk today about the 5 data points. And if you're in business, man, is this important. If you're even thinking of a business, actually, if you're just trying to build a life, man, it's great to stay in touch with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to talk about the 5 data points. When you meet, we just had 60 or 70 people to our house. And here's the cool thing about that. Everybody that was there, I know their name.
Mm-hmm.
I know their cell phone. I know their email. I know their date of birth. And I know their mailing address.
Yeah.
And so that is something we pay attention to out in the world. And by the way, we won't give a full synopsis here. You can email us for more information or to get together with us at cashflows@tulsabong.com. Still wanted something better for the .com.
Yeah, we can record that on the break.
Okay, we'll do that. We'd love to talk with you about it, but this is not a long podcast, and so we want to keep you entertained. So here's it. You got to have their name. You got to have their cell phone. And you have to have their email. Those are the 3 basic areas of data that everybody has and everybody can get. If you're visiting with somebody, doing a one-on-one, meeting them at an event, make sure you have a minimum of those 3. Here's the thing I've done for a long time. Say I'm meeting Kenneth.
Yep.
Hey, Kenneth, man, it's been great to meet with you. At that point, I already have the first 3. And I'm going to say, would it be weird if I asked to send you a birthday card?
No, not at all.
And most people are totally in favor of that. If they're not in favor of that, they aren't your people. You know, I love it when somebody reveals to me that they don't, you know, that we don't match up, that I'm not going to have a good experience. And then I go set up a system. The system will mail a birth. I have a system, and I'd love to share it with you. So unbelievably simple. It's cheaper than buying individual cards. But 5 days before the birthday of the person I'm putting in the database, a hand-signed card goes out. I can even make it more specific. I can go on and download pictures from Facebook and add it to the card. If they're like a dog person or a golf person or something, I can download pictures from their Facebook, send them a card with their pictures on it, and connect with them in a different way that most people aren't. And I even do it on my birthday for some of my clients. I'll send a card, and it'll say, hey, I wanted you to know today's my birthday. And the best present a guy like me could have is a friend like you. Thanks for being part of my life. Sincerely, Cash Matthews. Hand signed. goes out 5 days before my birthday.
Yeah, and that's different.
It's different. That's called a differentiator.
Yeah.
I made that word up, I think.
No, that's an actual
word. That's a real word.
Yeah, we're good with that word.
Everybody wants to differentiate. So keep your data. Write it down. Make a note of where you're going. Make a note of who you're talking. I also use cards to say thank you for appointments. If somebody has a nice appointment with me, then I go home and I use my database and I send them a thank you card. It takes about 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe 90 seconds if I'm slow. Guys, if you want to build a business, you must build a database. Start today. Make sure you grab all of that data. Is it uncomfortable? It's not as uncomfortable as trying to build a business, but failing, that would be more uncomfortable. So choose your pain. Thank you for taking a look at that. And thank you for the question, Kenneth. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easier than ramen noodles.
Well, I don't know, man. Nothing's easier than ramen noodles.
I don't know. Yeah. It takes me about 2 minutes to do ramen noodles. I feel like 60 seconds is probably going to be
If you don't build that business, you're going to be eating a lot of ramen noodles.
Well, that's another excellent point.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Well, we need to highlight that. What do we got? Do we have a sound?
I was going to do a sound. I was going to do the cha-ching, but it was the wrong green button. I almost played a little electric guitar riff.
Well, that would have been good, too.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Well, maybe when we introduce our guest who's here. And
he's already
for his
here.
Interview.
Okay, I was waiting for him to show up. He's right here.
No, he's right here. Snuck right in.
Hey, today in the studio, a legend in the Tulsa area, a man they call the Candy Man, Mr. Shane Emerson. Shane owns a candy food truck. You can find him at candyfoodtruck.com if you want to learn a little bit more about him or hire him to come to an event. Shane Emerson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Love to be here.
Very glad you're here. You go,
that was the intro music right there.
Man, that is still going right there. I love that. So, Shane, you run the candy food truck.
I do.
And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And
okay.
We know you're in the killing bug industry also.
I am.
That's kind of exciting. We want to just real quick talk about your experience with the Bong Group and how we met and what that's been like for you. I know you've done a lot of one-on-ones and met a lot of people. Has that turned out well for you?
It has. I actually, with networking, what the Bong has done is I think it's just revolutionized what networking is here in Tulsa. Some of the other ones that, they come and go, Bong seems to have really the legs to keep it going. The people that I've met within the Bong are I've now got friends that I didn't have before.
Right. Real friends, right?
Real friends.
You've made friends with people.
Well, 100%.
I mean, I'm working on being friends with you.
Absolutely.
I think we got to step up our game.
Well, but we go back to the, with the candy food truck, with the BMX.
For sure.
You mentioned legend earlier in the candy industry. I also know a legend in the BMX industry that happens to be sitting right here across from me. So, meeting you with not only in the Bong but also with the BMX, Tulsa being as big as it is, incredibly small city.
Right.
And so the people that you meet that know other people – when I walked in today, mentioned, knowing Billy Grants, it goes all the way back. So.
I met him a few years back.
Bong has been amazing. And some of the people that I were friendly with before, I've become better friends with now just because of what Bong has done.
Yeah, and I know you've met a whole bunch of new people. And that's,
that
just perpetuates. And everybody, we had a bunch of people at the house today. And it was just neat hanging out with friends. And the cool part was there were 20 of them I didn't know. But they've been to my house.
Well, one of them was an esthetician, which you don't know what that is. So,
What is it? Do you remember who it was?
Sheila? Is that her name?
I don't know. Okay. I met an esthetician today.
Well, there you go.
But I thought she said nestetician.
Oh.
And I walked away and I went and looked it up and it's not a thing.
That's so something else.
I guessed esthetician. Well, we want to dig into who you are.
Absolutely.
Just give us a quick synopsis of where you grew up, kids, wives, houses, hobbies.
We'll stay away from wives because there's an S on there. But grew up in Bixby, graduated from Bixby, still live in Bixby area.
All right.
Got into the candy business when I was 21 years old after college. Ran Mr. Bulky's, so a lot of people know Mr. Bulky's as being the preeminent candy store here in Tulsa for many, many years. Lots of Beanie Baby sales out of Mr. Bulky's.
Okay.
And then I opened up Candy Castle and Promenade. That was going great for many, many years. And then opened up the candy store in the old Big Splash Water Park. So I had Cane and Safari. So I know a lot of people from Cane and Safari.
Right.
And then I, about 9 years ago, started a candy food truck. Had a dream. Woke up in the middle of the night with a vision to do a food truck that was totally different than any other food truck I've ever seen. 300 kinds of candy, an icy machine, ice cream. We do schools, churches, fairs, festivals, carnivals, birthday parties, you name it, I do it. And it has been it's been amazing. And the people right. I meet through that, because everybody loves the Candyman. Just don't say it five times, it gets weird.
So, yeah. It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
But if we said it five times and you showed up, that's okay.
That's exactly right.
Very cool. Well, so how long ago did you first fire that truck up?
Right about 9 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been out.
I've done it for a long time.
Now, your store in Promenade was – I mean, that whole place shut down, right?
I did. I sold out way back in the late 2008.
Okay.
I saw the mall changing. Then it changed some hands. Culture started changing a little bit.
Yeah.
Eastland was already gone by then, and I moved on, and that's okay.
All right. Well,
we all have different seasons in our life, and
yeah,
that was one
times
of them,
and so. Places change
absolutely.
A little bit, but the dreams don't change.
That's very, very true.
Yeah, and so you sought out to build a food truck, but you wanted it to be unique because there's a lot of food trucks out
there's
there.
There's a lot
now.
Of food
10
trucks.
10 years ago, that wasn't the case.
Correct.
I mean, you were one of the first food trucks then as well.
I was.
Yeah. How is that industry? Because it looks, number one, it looks hard. And number two, it looks kind of transient.
It's it is difficult because you're always on. You're always looking for the next opportunity,
right?
Whether that be the next school, the next church, the next daycare, whatever it is. And so you're always positive. You're always on. You're always happy, which is really easy for me because I'm a pretty happy guy.
Right.
But you're always looking for the next opportunity, and you just stay busy. COVID year changed the world like it did for everybody. But for me, it actually changed my business model 100%. I went from a fair festival type business to neighborhoods, churches, daycares, nursing homes, which was a great thing. And I got to meet even more people and introduce people to a food truck that wasn't food.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, so – and I said the word transient, and then I don't think I used the right word there. But you are all over the place.
Yeah, I'm very mobile, whereas when people –
maybe that's right.
Yeah. You know, I even knew what you meant.
Yeah.
So when people think of a food truck, they think of like the trucks that are stationary.
Right.
They're parked in front of a business. They're parked somewhere. And mine is completely different because we go to where we go to where the action is. When it comes to candy, there's Quick Trips and Come and Go's and Casey's on every other corner.
Right.
And there's candy there.
Right.
And so, but if I come to your neighborhood, there's no Quick Trip in your neighborhood.
Nope.
Yeah. There may be a Cadjo lives in your neighborhood. There's no Quick Trip in your neighborhood.
Right, right. So, I mean, this is just because I've been to your food, your candy truck.
A few times.
And every like I've had an icy. I love icies. Nice. Like that's so old school. And I think you had like a raspberry blue.
Blue raspberry. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
It's phenomenal. You didn't drive your candy truck here today.
I did not. Not today.
we could be doing this podcast inside his truck.
We could. You know, it's very, very colorful. Kenneth has been inside my food truck.
Hey, Shane Emerson samples candy for Podcaster's Day. Well, so what's your favorite?
My favorite, if I don't eat a lot of candy, as weird as that is after 32 years in the candy business.
Right.
But if I do eat candy, it is a Kit Kat if it's chocolate.
Okay.
And it's Sour Patch Watermelon if it's any other kind of candy.
Sour Patch Watermelon.
Those are my favorite candies after all these years and the thousands of candies I've tasted.
Right.
Those still win.
Very cool. Does that show in the marketplace? Is that a big seller?
No. In today's world, the Sour Patch does, but and Kit Kat is up there in the top four of candy bars. But in today's candy world, because it's ever evolving, it is now how sour can you get? And how hot can it get? I have a hot lollipop that we carry inside the candy food truck that is 9 million Scoville is its Scoville rating.
Wow.
That's 900 times hotter than a jalapeno. So
that's nuts.
Oh, it's crazy.
And people do this in front of their friends.
I sell lots of them. Wow. I've sold cases of them to churches that they'll go up on the stage and do a test, because the goal is who can keep it in their mouth 5 minutes, because it's 9 million Scoville. Like, it is.
It's a lot of Scovilles.
It's a lot.
So many.
So many Scovilles. And that's the rating system. It's 900.
That's the heat rate. That's the heat
900
rating.
Times hotter than a jalapeno?
Yes, and 3 times hotter than the hottest Carolina Reaper ever grown.
What's a Carolina Reaper?
It is a hot pepper. I probably have some more hots, but I'd rather.
Yeah. Yeah, that's over hot.
It's very, very hot.
Yes.
Okay. So you've been in the candy biz 32
years. 32 years.
Okay, so you started when you were 4. How do you sign a contract when you're 4 years old?
With a crayon, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. But everybody does.
How do you get in the candy business? Like, what inspired you? Did you do something before candy?
I did not. I went to college.
Okay, went to college and started a candy business.
There was a guy who owned the Mr. Bulky's franchise at Woodland Hills Mall here in Tulsa, and he saw something in some little nerdy, scrawny punk kid. And
that was you.
That was me.
Okay.
Just checking.
Yeah. And went to work for him. And he had 2 stores here in Tulsa at the time. And then he had 3 stores in Oklahoma City. And I kind of oversaw definitely the Tulsa stores and had a hand in all the Oklahoma City stores as well. And I did that for a lot of years. And I was good at it. But I'm not a huge candy eater, which actually makes me the greatest employee ever, because I didn't eat the inventory.
So, right. Yeah. I guess he would be worried about that.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of loss mitigation then, because I wasn't eating it. So,
well, I mean, who starts a candy store?
Well, yeah, Shane does.
Me.
Seriously.
Yeah, me. Just me.
You know, and you've been at it for 32 years. 32 so clearly years. You're committed.
Oh, I love it. It's fun. Everybody loves the Candyman. You know, you mentioned food trucks. You go to a food truck event that has a lot of food trucks, and not everybody likes whatever style of barbecue you're making. It may be too greasy, they don't like your sauce. The burger may not be cooked right. All kinds of things with real food. With candy, I've got 300 kinds of candy to choose from. It's really hard to not find something that you want to eat.
Right.
And then if you don't want candy, you get an icy. You can't really find
always
icy
get
anymore.
An icy. Yeah. Like that's a – that's a given.
Yeah, icy goes back to, if you're of a certain age, you went to Kmart, you went to Get and Go,
Get and Go, Get and Go and 7-Eleven,
and you got an icy. In today's world, they're very hard to find.
Yeah,
that's why I have icy. And if you don't want any of those, we have 23 kinds of ice cream. Like, you know, SpongeBob went hot on TikTok. Couldn't keep SpongeBob in stock.
Wow,
so.
Didn't even know there was a thing.
Wow.
Okay,
you have a daughter. You should know that stuff.
She doesn't eat. Well, I would be the one buying it.
Maybe I need to bring the candy food truck to your house. Then she might buy it.
I don't know what your account minimum is, but I bet we could reach that. I mean, that's when you're really rich, is when you've got your own candy truck that shows up every morning.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pulls up in front of the driveway.
I got to rewrite my goals for the year then.
Now you know the Solomon Group is doing amazing.
That's right.
You know, my idea of being rich is to have a Sonic ice machine.
Okay.
I've got some really wealthy
clients.
Get that
little pebble.
And they installed those in their house. And I'm like, dang it. Now, I got to go spend 10 grand on an ice machine.
That's right.
Are their last name Jones? So you're trying to keep up with the Joneses? Is that?
No. The Joneses are broke. So that part's okay. So actually, let's see how we're doing on time here. You know what, Kenneth? I think it's probably time to do a quick studio break, if you're okay with that. One moment. We'll be right back with Shane Emerson.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
All right. So in today's break, we're going to talk about our good old friends over at CM Customs. With CM Customs, you can embark on a journey into the realm of affordable custom gifting and branded excellence with CM Customs. From custom trophies to personalized closing gifts, lake maps, drinkware, and professional branding items, we're your go-to for unmatched customization, making you the hero of every occasion. Learn more at shopcmcustoms.com.
All right, we're here today with Shane Emerson, and Shane is the founder of the Candy Food Truck here in Tulsa. Everybody knows this guy. You can find him on candyfoodtruck.com and find out what all the fuss is about. I met Shane at our Business Owners Networking Group. We had some same lineage in the world of BMX racing. He works at the Grand Nationals of BMX, and what a story you've written for yourself.
Thank you.
I mean, that's kind of exciting. And I think you make it look easy. I mean,
thank you.
When I look around, you know, there you are having fun and laughing and enjoying candy. And, you know, that's just not the normal. You're not normal, Shane.
That's very true.
And it seems like you perfected that.
I have some wives that would say the same thing.
Some wives?
Yeah, some wives.
Okay.
Not the same time, though. That's weird.
No. Some people think that that's, you know, small-minded, but I think it's bigamy.
We don't get
big of me,
but yeah, I don't know.
We don't get a boom for that.
Nothing. Well, that's, man. I worked that one out tonight.
Wow.
No? Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
He's strict.
tough crowd.
Yeah, he's got the sense of humor of like my wife who just stares at me. Yeah. Okay. There we go again. All right. So. There's not a book written on candy food trucks.
There's not. Well, there is now.
Well, you probably wrote it.
Yeah.
So did you write a book about
that? I actually did, because I have a franchising model to franchise candy food truck, just because it is so unique. One of the greatest things, and you know, for somebody who's been as successful as you have, you'll totally get this. When I sell a franchise, yes, they're buying the concept of candy food truck and the name, but they're really buying Shane.
Yeah.
Just because I've got the knowledge, I've seen the trends that have happened since 1991. And the candy industry, as much as it stays the same, it evolves tremendously every year. And so I did have to write a book to be able to sell the candy franchise the candy food truck as a franchise.
So, now, is that a book you can buy online?
It is not.
That's just one you get if you buy a franchise.
Yeah.
Got it. And so people are starting to franchise with you?
I've had a few that are off in the East Coast and down the Florida area. We also have a lot that look at it. What happens with in this kind of industry, and you made the comment just a few minutes ago about how I make it look easy. It's not easy.
I know.
What you do in a food truck is very difficult. My advantage is I don't have to cook. I don't have to make anything. Don't have to prep, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to clean up or dump out old oil.
Other than cleaning the icing machine, candy really doesn't go bad. It takes a long time for it to go stale, for it to go bad.
Right.
When you're doing it, because I am going at so many places, when you have a stationary location, whether it's a candy store or regular retail store, you're in one spot.
Right.
And I'm not. There's a lot of going. Yeah, I mean, but it's fun.
You don't have to pay rent either.
No.
I mean, you just have to have the truck,
absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Truck and inventory and a place to go.
Yeah.
Golly. What?
And that place to go is I would say it's the hardest. It's really not, just because once you build a brand, once you build a name, and you are the only game in town, there's been a couple people that have tried to compete, and they don't have the 32 years background, and so they are no longer food trucks.
Right.
And, you know, but I think that happens in a lot of things. There's been some places that have tried to compete with McDonald's, and Burger Chef is no longer around.
Had a friend that ran McDougal's.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It just had the one hump sign.
What about McDowell's, where they had the Big Mac instead of the Big Mac?
Yeah. Big Mac is awesome.
Yeah.
Man, it's good having funny friends. So what is your number one challenge then? Like when you run this thing, I think all of it has a level of difficulty, but there are different challenges.
Probably the hardest part is wanting to have more locations, or having more trucks here in the Tulsa market, just because there are so many schools and churches and things like that. During the spring and summer, I could have probably three operating. The problem is finding somebody that you trust to drive down the road in $100,000 worth of inventory and vehicle. And that is a huge challenge that I found with what I do. I've got friends that are in other dessert industries, snow cone type things, and they have the exact same challenge, finding people that will show up to work. With what I do, when I show up to a party, it's a party.
Yeah.
And you want to have somebody in there that has the right mindset and is going to present Candy Food Truck and all of the positive that I require.
Right.
Just because it's got to be fun. You can't be mean to kids. That is the business. So
it'd be kind of funny, though.
it'd be funny until they'd be eating ramen noodles again.
Yeah, so, they'd be back to ramen, the new book by Shane Emerson. So is there a way to upgrade? I mean, are there new trends in candy food trucking?
There's new trends in candy.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know if there's new trends in candy food. Well, I say that. I started off with a trailer. I had a trailer for many, many years. And about 2 years ago, I bought a shuttle bus.
Right.
And I changed the shuttle bus. I built it out and made it into a drivable candy food truck.
So, yeah, you drive to your location. Yeah,
so full closer inventory to the ice cream man, but with 300 cans of candy and not the creepy little bow tie. So, you know, it's a
right. And you don't have the music on your truck, do you?
I don't, but I plan on actually adding a speaker system. But instead of the music that goes with the ice cream truck, it will have things like, you know, the Candyman can. And,
right.
You know, it'll have some candy-inspired Oompa Loompa, you know, just because that seems way more fun driving through the neighborhood.
What about new endeavors for you?
I recently went to, in addition to Candy Food Truck, went to work for Terminex, selling pest control and termite protection and things like that. It was you mentioned challenges. One of the challenges of having your own business, and talked to lots of people in the Bong about having insurance, being able to have medical insurance for your family and for yourself. Going to work for a big company, even though I'm the local guy, is it offers some stability that maybe a food truck doesn't always have,
right?
Especially seasonally. So,
yeah. Well, so I was interested to hear about you doing that because, you know, there's some I don't know if they're mom and pops, but local organizations.
There are, and I'm actually friends with several of them. You know, it's one of those things. It's almost like the food truck world. There's room. I can set up next to a snow cone, and we all get along great and do great together. There's enough people out there that want either what they've got or what I've got. It's really the same thing in the pest control industry. There's a lot of people out there, and some people love the local, and I'm friends with several of them.
Well, I mean, that's good, and that collaboration's awesome. What about, is there a time of the year? I mean, does candy sell when it's cold?
At Grands? Absolutely.
Well, that's indoor, but I mean,
that's indoor.
Like, you know, right now it's 17 degrees. Is your thing weather resistant, your business?
It slows tremendously down only because people don't want to go outside.
Right.
No one wants to stand out there with 300 kinds of candy. It is it's a selection. It takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And so when it's really cold and the wind's blowing, the winter time does slow down tremendously. If you look at an ice cream truck, for the most part, after Halloween, they don't operate until springtime.
Right.
They just close down for the season, and we're kind of in that same mode. I get a little bit here and there when the weather is north of 32.
Yeah,
but you know, like I don't think I'm going out tomorrow at 11 degrees. So,
you started with Terminex.
Yes, sir.
You know what bugs me about that? Nothing. They're all dead. Was that good?
Wait,
that
he was got. Good. He got that one quick.
Yeah, he saw it coming.
Yeah,
I get this look in my eyes. Yeah, he jumps on that. No, I mean, I think that's cool. That's a legit service. Everybody needs that.
Absolutely.
Nobody likes bugs and critters.
Nope.
And we had a guy at our Austin thing, and he was a bug guy plus critters. He was called Critter Ritter.
Okay.
And his motto was, name. If it's furry, we make it scurry in a hurry.
Wow.
And like he won one of our, you know, our annual best speech contest kind of things at our event down
there. If he could say that fast, he would win anything.
He was a cool dude. I can't remember what's going on with him, but really, you know, man, you meet some interesting people.
Yeah.
When you just get out in the business world and ask them, hey, what'd you come up with? Candy truck. If it's furry, make it scurry in a hurry. Oh, that's a good one too.
Mine's is bringing sweets to the streets. So
sweets, I like that. Yeah,
well, that's the theme of candy food trucks.
So. We had a photographer that said, you know, if you don't shoot your kids, let us do it for you. He's a photographer, photographer, and let us shoot your. And that's
Kenneth, you taking that one?
Not that one. I've got a different one. Almost got me kicked off of Facebook one time.
Okay, which is what.
Okay, so I saw a t-shirt, and then what I did is I replied to one of those posts that said, poorly describe your job. And what I wrote was, I shoot people and sometimes I cut off their heads, and they're like, excuse me, that violates our community standards.
Here's a penalty.
So now I have to do hashtag photographer at the end. That way I avoid the censorship.
Got it. That's all right.
It's very clever, though. I like it. Yeah.
So, Shane, who inspires you in your life? Who do you have mentors in your life that have inspired you? I know the first candy guy sounds like he did as well.
Jim, who owned Mr. Bulky's, probably the kind of the first father figure that I had growing up. Matter of fact, I still talk to him. Matter of fact, I sent him there was a picture that popped up yesterday of me in East Lamar inside the candy store, and it pops up. About once a year, I get a message from somebody sending it to me because it popped up on some anniversary of East Lamar opening back in 1985 or whenever it was. And so I sent it to Jim, matter of fact, this morning.
Very cool.
Because somebody had reposted it to me. Other than that, you know, really I pay attention to other businesses, see what they're doing.
Right.
I look at their success. My wife. I mean, she keeps me grounded because I kind of have an ego that, gone unchecked, is kind of scary. But she definitely lets me know that I'm not as important as I think I am.
Well, that's probably a good spot to be in.
Oh, absolutely.
So, are you a reader?
I am.
Yeah.
Avid.
What do you like to read? What are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading in another series. There's a writer named David Balducci, and he's written, I'm reading a series on him called King and Maxwell. Most of his are kind of crime oriented.
Okay.
A lot of FBI, sniper, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And, he has like seven or eight series. I just keep reading those. And,
very cool.
Yeah. My daughter's got me a box set of his new series. And after like less than a week, I'd finished book number one. I messaged. I was like, "Man, this series is really good." So yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
So what? Any major goals for 2024?
Right now I've got Candy Food Truck Tulsa for sale, just so that I can focus on the growth side of Candy Food Truck. It's very difficult to assist and help other people in the candy food truck world when I'm at a school, at a church. If they got a question, I want to be able to help them.
Right.
So you'll
sell the local franchise.
I will sell the local franchise, yeah.
What a great idea. I appreciate that. All right. Well, we are here today with Shane Emerson, candyfoodtruck.com. He owns the Candy Food Truck. He's the candy man here in Tulsa. And Shane, we're going to get a business hack from you, a business tip that we would call, we want to put these on here too.
Biz bites. We could.
Maybe we do one.
Biz bites.
See, that sounds more fun for you.
Yeah,
going
absolutely.
In. So, if you were with a new young entrepreneur starting anything, what kind of advice would you give to that person?
I would say, make sure you find something that you actually love. And I know people say that, you know, if you do something you love, you don't work a day. I don't believe that. I work every single day and I work hard, but I do love it.
Yeah.
Find something that you love, that you don't dread waking up and going to do. I got lucky in finding something that I love. And I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
And if you can find something that, you know, that you love and you're really good at, you know, you may love sleeping. That's not a good job.
Right.
Yeah. That's about it. Find something that you love. Find something that's not going to make you depressed.
Yeah.
And you can make money at it because, you know, living at home with your parents when you're however old people are, it wouldn't be fun.
Yeah. All right.
My 15-year-old wants to leave now, but I'm just, yeah.
Making people happy and making it profitable. Very good. We're with Shane Emerson today, the owner of Candy Food Truck, candyfoodtruck.com. And Kenneth, this is such a cool idea.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Have you seen his truck out in the world?
I have. I actually got a front row seat. I happened to do some food photography for him at one point.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Sweet.
So we got to do the little close quarters, you know, dance inside the truck for him to do his job. He was actually at an event at the time that we were scheduled. And so for me to be able to do that and him do, it was fun.
He's over by the icing machine and I'm getting ices and we're doing we got skinny that day.
We got skinny real quick. Space.
So yeah.
All right.
Real quick.
All right, well, I guess we're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
And Shane, thank you very much for being here on our podcast, The Cash Flow Show. And we hope that those of you out there that are striving and seeking will take these business tips and, you know, move forward, find a way, find a mentor, give up your tormentor, which is usually, my tormentor, I have three, me, myself, and I.
Oh, three of them, wow.
Yeah, and, once you give that up, life can get pretty good. It's life can be hard. Business can be hard. You need to find people who will help you along the way. So for today, let's be nice to each other. You know, I don't have much better advice than that.
You just say be sweet.
Yeah, be sweet to each other.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
See?
Anyway, you know, today would be a great day to forgive somebody that absolutely does not deserve it. And if I've ever given you good advice, that's it right there. You know, forgiveness is not about them. Forgiveness is for you, that you can put that behind you, let go of those chains you've wrapped around your body, and move forward with a life of more ease. So that's what I have to say about it. Kenneth, to our listeners and sponsors, thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you for sharing us with your friends. And folks, this show is called Cash Flows. And always remember, this show is for you.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.